This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. Late last month, the University of Arkansas Libraries hosted a forum dedicated to the life of Daisy Bates and to the coverage of civil rights in Arkansas. The forum's participants included Janice Kearney, author of the book Daisy, Between a Rock and a Hard Place, and Gerald Jordan, a professor of journalism at the University of Arkansas. Both are graduates of the U of A, and toward the end of the forum, during a question and answer period, they were asked about their experiences as undergraduate African-American students at a time when the campus had very few students of color.
When I came here in 1966, I have no data, but just what was said, there were about 50 African-American students among an enrollment of 10,000. I mean, we literally all knew one another. We looked to the graduate students for leadership. We applauded the juniors and seniors for perseverance. But for the most part, we were just left alone. It was not openly hostile. It was more, if you go in and sit down in Brough Commons, all the white kids would get up and leave the table. And we soon just turned that into a game. Somebody would say, what time are you going to eat? Oh, about 5. Well, get us a table. So you go and sit down, everybody get up and leave. And, I mean, it just got to be ridiculous. They didn't do that for very long. They ultimately realized, this is stupid. I'm not leaving just because this guy sat at the end of the table. And in fact, a couple of kids came up and said, do you mind if I eat with you? So it was, for me, it was almost sort of a live and let live. Roommates would move out and all of the stuff that you expect, but there were no partitions around people in classroom as there was for Silas Hunt. A lot of kids had gone to Central, and Central had been integrated by then, so it was no novel experience for them. Some of the kids who had come from harshly segregated areas of the state would just essentially not speak to you. But, you know, it wasn't like people were throwing things at you or anything like that. Now, I was also fortunate, and Janice might join me in this, in being a journalism major. And it was a tiny department, and they welcomed me. It wasn't as though they recruited me. There was no affirmative action program. There was no American Society of Newspaper Editors initiative to get more African Americans in journalism. I just walked in off the street, and they said, welcome. So it was so small that I was welcomed in that environment and encouraged. So that I'll forever be grateful for, because it could have very easily have been one of the other departments where I understood that a lot of my classmates were treated not only with hostility, but you know, some were even told, you don't belong here. I never got that in Hill Hall, never. So it was kind of a weird and different experience for me there.
I had, overall, I had a really good experience here. But my siblings tell me that I would have a good experience anywhere I went, because I said I enjoyed chopping cotton, so don't listen to me. But I can tell you the very first experience I had when I moved into my dorm at Pumfret Hall was I moved in and there was a white girl there. And, you know, I'm from South Arkansas, Southeast Arkansas. You speak and smile and all of that. And she looked really strange, and I left out and came back. She was on the phone, and a day or so later, she told me that her mother said she had to move out because she couldn't stay in my room. So that was my introduction to dorm life here. But overall, the students were accepting. Most of them, I think, had probably experienced integration by the time I got here in 71, and you know, accepted us. There were friendships between whites and blacks during that time. I did belong. There was a black organization called BAD, Black Americans for Democracy.
I argued against that title. Yeah. The headline. Bad. I said, yeah. You don't get it. You don't get it.
And they were very active during the time. But I have to say that just as civil rights, just as we've all stood on the shoulders of people who've worked or fought in the mm-hmm. trenches, by the time I got here, there were people who had suffered a lot to make sure that people like me were able to enjoy my experience at the university. So I really didn't get the brunt of a lot of things that people like Silas Hunt and people after him even experienced. But, and also there was a close group. There wasn't as many as there are now, African Americans. So we did just about know, even though we had about twice as many as you did, everybody knew each other. So there was that sense of security because we all knew each other.
Janice Kearney is the author of the book, Daisy, Between a Rock and a Hard Place. We also heard from Gerald Jordan, a professor of journalism at the University of Arkansas. They made their comments during a forum last month at the University of Arkansas Library, the forum dedicated to the life of Daisy Bates and the coverage of civil rights in Arkansas. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large.